You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Residents, families, staff, and community partners of Pine Valley Community Village are being notified that routine water testing at Pine Valley has detected the presence of E. coli bacteria in the water supply. The health and safety of residents and staff are of top priority. As soon as the test results were received, officials took immediate precautionary measures, including notifying the local health department, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, and the Department of Natural Resources. Implementing water safety protocols, including the use of bottled water for drinking and food preparation, bathing, and other needs at this time. Contracts with Safe Water will continue to supply to ensure the safety to everyone, providing clear guidance to staff and residents to ensure compliance with safety measures and arranging for remediation and follow-up testing in accordance with regulatory guidelines. Handouts have been given to each resident and POAs have been notified as well. At this time, no illnesses related to this finding have been reported at Pine Valley Community Village. All residents will continue to be monitored closely, and families will be kept updated. Officials with Pine Valley are working closely with local and state health authorities to ensure the safety of the water supply and will provide further updates as soon as test results confirm the water is safe for normal use. The DNR will be out within 30 days to complete a Level 2 assessment to locate any further issues within the water system and help create a plan that ensures the quality of water is restored and maintained. If you have questions or concerns, contact Brittany Paulus, LNHA, at 608-647-2138. That's 647-2138. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reports that Gavin Thompson has been transported from Nebraska and is in custody at the Iowa County Jail. Thompson was apprehended following an endangered missing person investigation in Dodgeville. The Dodgeville Police Department responded to a welfare check in the city of Dodgeville on July 15th for Dorinda Sedgebreck. Her vehicle was not located at the scene and a public notification was issued. Investigators discovered that the vehicle was possibly in the state of Nebraska and information was relayed to the Nebraska State Patrol. On July 16th, the Nebraska State Trooper spotted the vehicle on I-80 in Lincoln. The trooper attempted a traffic stop, which resulted in a vehicle pursuit ending when the vehicle crashed and the driver, identified as Gavin Thompson, 23 of Dodgeville, fled on foot and was subsequently arrested and transported to the Lancaster County Jail in Nebraska. The body of Dorinda Sedgebreck, 67 of Dodgeville, was located in the vehicle. Gavin Thompson faces four felony charges of first-degree intentional homicide, burglary armed with a dangerous weapon, taking and driving a vehicle without consent, and hiding a corpse. A Dane County dog breeder has rejected a $55,000 fine from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Ridgeland Farms, which breeds beagle puppies for scientific research, was fined by DATCAP for alleged animal welfare violations related to surgeries performed on beagles. Ridgeland Farms says it did not allow unlicensed employees to perform the surgeries, or if they did, regulations allowed it. According to state law, DATCAP can't enforce crimes against animals that would be up to a local law enforcement. A Republican candidate for Wisconsin governor has dropped out. Milwaukee area business owner Bill Berrien told WISN political reporter Matt Smith that he doesn't see a path forward after the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Berrien followed several sexually explicit writers online. Berrien announced he was running in July. His departure leaves two other Republicans, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany, along with numerous Democrats, in the race to succeed Democrat Tony Evers, who's not seeking a third term. Partisan primaries are next August. Laura Benjamin has suspended her campaign for Congress in Wisconsin's 3rd District, citing the significant resources required to run a competitive race, while celebrating the progress her campaign has made in shaping the political conversation across the district. Benjamin said, quote, from the very beginning, this campaign has been about everyday working people and moving toward bold, progressive solutions. I'm proud that we've inspired new conversations among Democrats in the Wisconsin 3rd about the fight for economic and social justice, end quote. Benjamin's campaign helped generate direct action and mutual aid, including holding 3 town halls, building coalition to support immigrant families, and working alongside Larry Little George of the Ho-Chunk Nation to advance the Federation of Sovereign Nations of Wisconsin, a new effort to ensure indigenous communities their rights. While suspending the campaign was not an easy decision, Benjamin acknowledged the reality of modern campaigning. She emphasized that this decision marks a transition, not an ending. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Disappointment in OT. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime to end with a 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Matt LaFleur's reaction after the game.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. And that really bit us in the butt.
Running back Josh Jacobs scored 2 touchdowns. I asked him at his locker what it felt like ending in a tie.
Weird, honestly. That's the only way I can really explain it. I think the stuff before the half, we kind of like shot ourselves in the foot with.
Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 4-2 over the Reds Sunday. Their crew finished the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if you guys remember, I broke that whole Tom Holland getting a mild concussion story last week. Even though it might not seem all that important given what's happening in the world, in the spirit of real journalism, here's a follow-up on his condition. The 29-year-old is just fine and has been released from the hospital. Sony and Marvel are taking precautions and keeping Holland away from the set for a week to fully recuperate. The studios say this will not delay the release of the film. I can't imagine missing a week of grade school because I bumped my head on the swings. Here is a drama thriller to put on your radar. A House of Dynamite is still 2 weeks away from theaters, but generating a lot of buzz. The plot? A missile is launched at the United States, and there is a race to find out who is behind it and what the response should be. The film's directed by Catherine Bigelow, who oversees a hotshot cast, including Rebecca Ferguson and Idris Elba. The film will be available to stream October 24th after a brief, limited theatrical run. The president has tons of critics in or out of the entertainment business, but none have been as harsh as Bruce Springsteen. The boss has written about blue-collar America for most of his career and professed his love for his country in a recent interview with Time magazine. Springsteen hit the president pretty hard during his tour last spring. The boss does not seem intimidated, even though the president has him by 3 years, about 150 pounds, and is beating him in bankruptcies, 6-0. Not to mention he is also leading when it comes to telling someone not to certify election results. Be that as it may, the boss has a lot more kick-butt tunes. All the president could come up with in response to Springsteen's harsh criticism was, "He's dumb as a rock." This from the guy who can't pronounce acetaminophen. In the interview with Time, Springsteen probably realized he couldn't match wits and just said he couldn't care less what the president thinks. They're just a bunch of fun-loving girl pop stars who happen to kill demons as a side hustle under secret identities. K-pop Demon Hunters has gained momentum all summer as the streaming juggernaut, but at the end of August, it was finally number 1 in Nielsen ratings for overall streaming, according to The Hollywood Reporter. When it comes to streamers, Nielsen measures minutes watched as opposed to households when it comes to ratings. K-pop Demon Hunters had over 1 billion minutes viewed. That's impressive, especially when you take into account that none of those minutes came from my house. Check it out. Lucy Liu has carved out a pretty cool career for herself. Her credits include Charlie's Angels, Kill Bill, and Chicago. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she is about to play a small-town Chinatown luxury art dealer in the new crime drama Superfakes. The 2-time Emmy nominee will also executive produce the series, which will drop at some point on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 81. We're going to keep the sunny, dry weather rolling through the rest of the week, the weekend, and well into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.